Hey guys, welcome to the studios here at Center Target Firearms and Indoor Range. I'm Brett. This is Bobby. Joe's behind the camera, so we've got Jonathan Byron.
Yep.
How are you, sir?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Good, good. And you're new to the property here.
I am. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this is exciting for me because I told you my background's buffet, you know, and, you know, with everything that you do, and Bobby knows you a little bit better than I do, but Bobby, it's exciting to have a new aspect of defending yourself.
London martial arts, right here beside Center Target, between Center Target and Mossa. So you got kind of food and you got shooting, you got all this good stuff going on. But Jonathan, he just got set up about a week or so ago, offers boxing, offers jiu-jitsu, offers kickboxing, some MMA stuff, karate. Just tell them what all do you guys have and do you offer?
We offer I do a kids karate program. Okay.
That's big, too. I know I've seen a lot of kids over there.
We're getting packed up in there. But right. We do a kids karate program, and then I have a adult Brazilian jiu-jitsu program, do striking classes.
Mm-hmm.
We open at 4 o'clock, and we're out there by 8:30. So,
well, and I can attest to this guy, too,
yeah,
because we've trained together a lot, been in the gym together a lot, and this is one bad dude right here, man.
I mean,
he's a tough, tough guy. But tell us a little bit about your background, too, Jonathan. I know you a lot of MMA, a lot of fights.
Well, I started martial arts when I was 11. I started doing taekwondo, and it was really just to get in shape.
Mm-hmm.
Thing. It really wasn't, you know, to go anywhere with it. So I started doing taekwondo when I was 11. And then by 13 or 14, I got my black belt in taekwondo.
Right.
And then I actually got all the way up to third dan in taekwondo.
Ooh, that's awesome.
Started doing kickboxing right after that. So I had, mm-hmm, in between as a teenager, I had, I think, five kickboxing matches.
Right.
And then from a teenager, you know, moving into adulthood, in my 20s, I started doing jiu-jitsu.
Right.
So I'm a purple belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Right.
I've had 9 amateur MMA fights,
mm-hmm,
in MMA.
Talking about going pro, we've been discussing
that.
So,
yeah,
Brett, he and I've rolled several times, and he's twisted me up like a pretzel and makes me tap and all that. So my background's in kickboxing and you know, Krav and other things along those lines. But you know, one of the things we wanted to talk about today is, you know, when you start talking about self defense,
yes,
you have a lot of people that say, "Well, I've got a gun. I've got my concealed carry permit." So I've even had them do this, pat here on their hip and say, you know, I don't need to know how to fight. I got this. Well, there's a line there in there. I mean, you still got to be able to, you know, somebody wants to fight and, or if I threaten to fight you or want to fight you or whatever the case may be, you can't just pull out the gun and shoot the person. So, and obviously, if you got a chance to get away, we always recommend getting away from that. But let's say you can't. You know, you probably are going to have to use some self-defense techniques to be able to justify getting to that. Now, we're not going to get into all that. We're going to actually put together, Jonathan and I are going to put together a class on use of force as far as the legal aspects, you know, physical versus deadly force and all those different things. But what people don't realize is that sometimes, you know, I've had ladies say, well, I carry a gun in my purse. Well, you know, if we, any one of the three of us, grab her, the lady, and she can't get to her purse, you know what she's going to – she's got to learn those techniques to where she can defend herself. And I know that's one of the things that you guys are big on over here, mm-hmm, at London Martial Arts, is that kind of thing. You know, not necessarily – you know, a lot of times I know people come in and they think – well, we're just going to go in here and we're going to box, we're going to spar, we're going to get beat up and all those different things. That's not the case.
No, not at all.
You've got classes, yep, where, yes, sparring and, you know, all that stuff take place, but you've also got classes where there's discussion about what to do and techniques, mm-hmm, and those type things, correct?
Correct, yep.
Okay.
And, you know, with my age, I'm 54, and I know what you're thinking, Brett. No way you're 54, but yeah. So I'm not as agile as I used to be.
Uh-huh.
I'm not as fast. My best defense is running, and I can't even do that anymore. So you guys, I'm sure, have special things you can work with.
Oh,
people,
yeah.
The older crowd, I'm in now.
I've actually got a guy that's actually just come in, and he's got a prosthetic leg. So I'm teaching you know, I'm breaking up stuff, and I've had to kind of adapt to him mm-hmm. because he's yeah. got he's missing a leg. So it's actually been pretty cool because I've got to, you know, I'm having to switch up my stuff and find up ways to help with him. You know, right. so anybody, yeah, anybody come in, I'll adapt in any way I have to. So.
You've got young kids. You said that young kids, and I couldn't recommend anybody that I know of better to take care. I don't have any young kids, but if I had any right now, I got a 15-year-old girl. I'd leave any of them over there because, you know, great. That's how much trust I've got in this guy.
Thanks,
not only sure. just for that, but also to make sure that he would teach them mm-hmm. and you teach them what they needed to know. But you've got young kids, you've got older folks, you've got middle-aged folks, you've got male, female, you've got those that are in really good shape, and you've got those that aren't in that good
right.
of a shape,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Yep.
I know that a lot of times, you know, like you said, people go just to get into shape a lot of times.
Do,
so
yep.
if you can get in shape and learn how to defend yourself or assist with that, that's great.
Yes.
But, you know, we get back to the other where we say, you know, we've got those people who think, I think we got four types of people in the world, you know, when it comes to this topic. We got those that say, I got a gun, I don't need to know how to fight.
Yeah.
We got those that say, I know how to fight, I don't like guns. We got those that say, I like both, which those are the ones I like to hang out with because, you know, if you can fight and you can use deadly force if need be and justified and can understand when you would be justified, then that's obviously good. And then you got those that just say, I don't want to fight or I don't want to have a gun either. And, you know, then we run into some problems. But, man, I'm just glad you guys are next door.
I'm glad to be next door.
And I think a lot of times, especially when you're defending yourself, training to protect yourself, you know, guns are fine. But me, for example, I'm not a fighter. You know, I can protect myself to a point, but if it got down to it, I probably would end up getting hurt. And, you know, that's important, especially at my age, to be taught how to protect yourself in a certain situation because it's very important, especially the way it is nowadays. It's
right.
You could walk outside the parking lot here and something happened. So I think it's great that you have this over here, and I love the fact that you're putting kids in there.
Yeah,
it's training them at an early age to protect themselves, and it's not so much. I think it's a lot of a mental aspect as well as a physical, right?
Yeah, a lot of people they like the older group of people. It's always, am I going to get hit?
Yeah.
And of course, that's not always the case.
Right,
you know,
no.
We run through techniques if that's something you want to do, and I do encourage that. You know,
absolutely, absolutely.
You know, we've had this discussion a lot where, you know, you see, you know, people go to the ground or people talk about going
mm-hmm.
to the ground and they freak out and stuff.
Yep.
Well, if you're in there rowing 3 or 4 days a week, you're comfortable there.
Yeah.
So if it happens out there, then you're
sure.
You know.
And going back to what you said a while ago, Brett, I think that's the biggest part of this is that when people get overwhelmed,
yeah.
that's whenever they have problems. So if I've never been hit before, and again, if you don't want to be hit, you can still go and get those, you know, you can get any class you want, or I've never been on the ground before, the first time I go to the ground does not need to be out here on the street. The first time I go to the ground needs to be in a sterile
yep,
environment
exactly.
where I can say, mm-hmm. okay, stop, let's talk about how did I get there and how do I get out of this.
Yep.
But as Jonathan said, you know, you do this multiple times, and after a while, it's not so much of a overwhelming to you. And you're able to formulate a plan, and we've talked about that multiple times in here, being able to reason and
yep.
formulate
yeah.
a plan in that cortex region of the brain. I really think it's an ego thing for the it boosts their self-esteem. It boosts their confidence to where they don't feel like they have to bully people, and they don't feel like, you know, there's a power associated with knowing you know how to defend yourself
yeah.
and just like, you know what, I'm not even going to go there. Now it's not so much a, you know, I feel like less of a person or less of a man because I know I could have took that.
Yeah.
that.
And as a parent, you want your child to be protecting himself
yes.
or herself. My son was bullied through school.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be 15 here pretty soon. Best hearted kid I've ever known, but I'm not saying that because he's mine, but he truly is. And it's not so much, I feel confident if he was training with you, that he would get so much out of it, and he would
yeah.
understand
yep.
what he can do, and he would walk away.
I have a kid that's over there that we kind of dealt with that issues. His parents bring him in, Waylon.
Mm-hmm. Oh my
no,
gosh!
No self-confidence at all.
Yeah.
And would come in. You would speak to him. He wouldn't look
yep.
you in the eyes when he talked to you, And the kid's a monster now. He's teaching classes, you know.
If you go to their Facebook page, and your Facebook is just London Martial Arts. Go to London Martial Arts. You'll see a picture of Waylon. And I saw the last picture I saw of Waylon. They call him the Quiet Man. Oh, that's his nickname. And you can see nothing but medals. I mean, the boy, and I've rolled with him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's what?
He's 140 pounds, 15 years old, but he's a monster.
He is a little spider monkey when he gets a hold of you.
He's ranked second in the state in Fuji, the point systems, two years in a row.
Wow.
Yes, he's a monster.
That's great.
And he also he does other martial arts.
He does. Yeah, he's in there doing striking.
That's great.
Tough.
And that's great for kids to have because, you know, as we know, there's not a lot for kids to do anymore safe and give them the discipline and the training they need for anything, really. And this is just a good outlet for kids.
It is.
And that's one of the things, you know, again, about this about Jonathan and London Martial Arts is that you want your kid to be safe when he comes to the gym, too.
Sure,
you don't
exactly
even come home, you know, missing four or five teeth and saying, you know, but almost to a person. Well, everybody that I've ever heard, they go to the class and they come back and they're like, man, I love this. I want more of it. You know, even if they did get a little bit of a red mark or whatever, you know, the hair standing up. But Waylon is a perfect. We should get Waylon on here someday.
We should.
I don't know if he'll talk, but just get him to waller us around the floor.
Intimidate me.
He's tough, man. He is a tough. And speaking of that, you got some events coming up here soon.
I have this Saturday. We're going to Tennessee. The Good Fight.
Okay.
He's actually competing down there. I've got two other kids. Anthony Dillon's competing.
Yes.
Then next the weekend after that, we're going to Corbin. Or hosting I can't remember the name, but it's a jiu-jitsu tournament down there, and Waylon's going to be competing it up. So we got back event. So
you've heard some names here: Dillon, Waylon, you know, Anthony. Go to London Martial Arts Facebook page, like them, and follow some of these guys. You'll see. I know Dillon's dad was a state trooper. He was actually in the class that I was an instructor in, and I know Anthony took some classes. You know, some classes that I taught. Just great guys. But you see these kids, you wouldn't think, this kid didn't have it. These guys are as humble. The humility, the character, the discipline that these guys have got, it's just amazing. I mean, they are true gentlemen. But they're also guys that, you know, you push too far, they possess the skill to defend themselves, and they'd never abuse it. But, I mean, these guys are –
And that's a great tool to have, something that you know you can do, but you don't abuse it.
Yeah.
And I think the discipline comes, you know, from you and the other instructors. But if you're just looking down a Facebook page or anything like that, can they stop by and check out your classes, what you teach?
Oh, yeah. I offer, first you come in the door, you want to take a class, first class is free. You know, I've got kids' classes. I've got a little kids' class at 4:30. I call it the Little Dragons class. It's from it's 4 to 6 year olds, and then from the next class after, I got level one karate class, and then I do kids jiu-jitsu class after that. Then we do kids striking, and then I have adult Brazilian jiu-jitsu program. We kind of talked about doing a little Krav over there too. Yeah. We just think I got sick.
Well, who knows? We may do some seminars or some stuff over there, but there's nobody I'd rather do it with than you and London Martial Arts. You guys are the real deal. I know first responders. You guys are big on first responders taking care of your first responders and military. I know your brother's in the military.
Yes,
and you were law enforcement. I mean, that's something we skipped that a lot in discussion about it.
So, I've heard discussion. I've heard rumors about a PAL program you're working on.
I've contacted the local sheriff's department and I think it's kind of in the works and it's for children that's that can't afford martial arts and stuff and that's what we're working on right now. So hopefully we can get that here and you know we can get some kids that can't afford martial arts or.
Listen, that's a great thing you're doing. That's a great thing you're starting up, and I really commend you for that. That's super. I wish more people in the community would take a lesson from you and do things like that. But there's a lot. We live in an area where there are some kids that want to be involved with things. They can't.
Yep. Right.
And just, I mean, thank you for that. That's a great thing.
Heart of gold. Heart of gold. And like I said, tough as nails, but heart of gold. Man, that's saying something right there. You know, it's easy to have a heart of gold when you're not tough.
I always say the tough guys are the teddy bears.
Tough guys are the teddy bears most of the time. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, just like this event he's got coming up with a lot of these kids, you know, he's making sure that those kids and those parents aren't having to he's all about supporting them and supporting those kids and making sure that they've got any and all assistance and help that they need, but most importantly prepares them.
Yes.
And they're prepared well and they represent well, and if you see some of those, I guarantee these boys are going to come back with some hardware. So if somebody wants to join up, they can call you guys.
They can call me. My number is 606-312-4299. Messages on the Facebook page come in 4:30 to 8:30 Monday through Thursday, Saturday from 11 to 1 o'clock.
Okay, and like on Facebook, London Martial Arts. We'll have Cade put at the bottom of the screen here all those contact numbers and contact information. We've got some classes, as I said, that's going to be coming up soon. Women's self-defense classes. My wife will be teaching those. We're going to do those in conjunction with London Martial Arts as well, kind of get into the transition. You know, we can teach martial arts as you were. We can teach self-defense, but as I tell people in Krav, you know, Krav Maga is kind of just a little, it's more of a concept. Granted, you learn striking, you learn kicking and all those things, but when you can go to somebody like Jonathan or London Martial Arts and fine-tune those skills, man, that makes it really, really tough. Somebody to be able to deal with. And then lastly, use of force training. We're going to talk about that. You know, when you're justified in using one versus the other and all those things, and do that in conjunction with each other, where we're talking physical or deadly.
Yes.
Physical fit defense, deadly fit, because there is a difference between the two and a justification difference. So, you know, for all the folks that say, well, I've got this and this is all I need, you know, time out. That may cost you a trip to the penitentiary. So you might want to have a good understanding of the difference in the two before you start, you know, just automatically going a place you shouldn't have went.
Yes.
For lack of a better term.
You know, you have your handgun training.
Yes.
You've got your physical training. You need to combine those and know the difference with deadly force with handguns and physical. So this is a good opportunity for you folks to come on in and check out London Martial Arts.
I'm in there running classes.
Yeah. And just come in and talk. Right. Yeah. If you just want to come, go in and hang out, watch a class.
Take a class for free.
Yeah, you can come in and shop at the gun shop. You can go over and eat next door. You got Love Is Real. There's a place over here now you can get coffee.
I heard about that. I watch your videos. And, oh, by the way, folks, if you want to know anything that's going on here, check out the Facebook page. Bobby's always doing videos. Talking about new folks coming into the property here, also giveaways or what the weekly specials or so forth. Check out the webpage for classes that's going to be running. Yes. I know
we're getting ready to pick the classes back up. So.
Yeah, the classes are building back up.
I say that next door to Love Is Real, they're opening it. Man, they've got probably the best coffee that I've ever had.
I have to check them out. It's
old man Joe was the first person to buy. I want to be first.
I'm sure. But, Jonathan, thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate it. I just met you just a little while ago, and I'm sure I'm going to.
He's a great guy.
I love the fact with the PAL program, he's working on that and some other things, and it really involving the kids. So I really do appreciate what you're doing.
Shout out to his people, too. He's got some outstanding instructors over there as well.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just Jonathan. You know, you got Kennedy, Waylon, Jake, you've got just a cadre over there with him
they all do a great job.
We had to bring them all in here one day and just have a big. I want to get Waylon in. No, you win if you get Waylon to say something.
Stay back here and intimidate me. I'm easily intimidated. But guys, thank you so much. Like and subscribe, and we'll have a new video coming out here very shortly. We love doing these. Comment what you want to see and comment on this video, and I'm sure Jonathan, we can get him to answer some questions if you have anything.
Sure.
So, Jonathan, thank you so much, man.
I thank you guys for having me on here.
And we'll see you next week.
God bless. See y'all.